Are you ready for 1 gig Sky full fiber broadband? It's not just fast, it's full fiber fast! Get ready for broadband that blows you away. With 1 gig full fiber speeds, now just €35 a month for 12 months. Search Sky Broadband today.
Availability subject to location. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Further terms apply. See sky.ie/speeds for more.
Talk to you again after 10 o'clock, but we're going to have a flavour of more on the calls and comments into the programme. Now, our next guest is no stranger to the airwaves here of Ocean FM. India Kennedy was part of our general election panel as an analyst for last year's coverage from the Count Centre in Letterkenny. Recently, she spent time canvassing to get elected onto the National Executive of the Orger Fianna Fáil, and her canvassing certainly paid off as she was elected as campaigns and events director on the National Executive. Well, India, I'm delighted to say, joins us on the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not bad at all, and great to have you on the programme. And first of all, congratulations. You must be delighted.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. I'm delighted. I put in a lot of canvas in, and it paid off on Saturday, and I was delighted.
Now, let's start off, and maybe for the benefit of our listeners, and forgive me here for being very forward, but do you mind me asking you what age you are and what has attracted you to politics in such a big way?
So I'm 22, and I think we've always, as a family, been involved in politics. Obviously, Grandad was a Fianna Fáil councillor for 22 years, and then when he passed away, co-opted on Uncle Jonathan, and my family's always been involved in politics and involved in the community. And then Dad was elected in 2017 as the mayor. And from then, it was kind of at that point I decided I wanted to go into politics because I always wanted to make a difference. I always wanted to make a positive change in the community. And I felt that through going through politics would do that. And then as I was 16 or 17 and deciding my college courses, I noticed that there wasn't half enough women involved in politics. So I think that's what really drove me on, the lack of women in politics. So I studied politics and international relations in Ulster University in Belfast. I'm just about to graduate now in July. And then I hope to go on to pursue a career in politics, obviously at local level, and then work my way up, because we don't have enough representation for women in politics at all. And I think in the last 10 to 15 years, the Northwest especially has been left out in so many key issues in healthcare and housing and transport and infrastructure. And I just hope that in years to come, I can be a voice of reason for this.
You'd like to make a difference, and that's interesting, the views that you have on the Northwest region. Do you feel in many ways that that's perhaps one of the contributing factors for so many young people leaving this region, maybe going to live and work elsewhere in the country, or indeed in many cases deciding to head to the likes of New Zealand or Australia?
I think so, yeah, but I think going places like that is a great experience for young people because it gives them a different perspective on life. It's disappointing that a lot of young people feel that they have no other option but to emigrate, but I hope that in 10 to 15 years' time, there'll be options for them to come home. Like, by all means, leave and live your life and see the world and travel, but have a reason to come home and start a family and raise your kids where you were raised.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to see many of them returning. Let's go back to the campaign that you've just successfully completed now at this stage. Was it a difficult campaign, and was there a lot of maybe hustling and meeting people and probably trying to sell your message online?
Yeah, so we announced that we were all running in March, and then it just started from there. So I think I texted about 150 people, and I spoke on the phone to about 60. And then there was different hustings events. So we went to the National Council at Fianna Fáil headquarters in Dublin. We were given different opportunities to say who we are and why we're running. So we got three opportunities to do that. But in between that, I was active on social media. I was, you know, sharing what my aims were and what my plans were if elected. I was speaking to as many people as possible. I was wrecking a lot of people's heads, I would say, but it all paid off. And then on Friday, we were arrived down in Athlone, and we were given another opportunity then, just one final opportunity to say who we are and why we're running. And then it was just about on the Friday night, talking to as many people as you can, passing out the canvas cards. Saturday morning, we were up at 8 o'clock for breakfast and meeting as many people as possible in breakfast. I'd say there was a lot of people that just didn't want to see us at breakfast, but we got to as many people as possible, and we were given opportunities to put posters up around the hotel, and then the voting came, and it was a very small window between the voting. We only had an hour and a half, and a lot of people were still in bed. There was a few sore heads, so I actually got the list from reception and started banging on doors to tell people to get up and vote, because a vote's a vote at the end of the day.
So you literally had to wake them to make sure that they got to the polling station. So you were successful, and tell me a little bit what's going to be involved now in your new role.
As campaigns and events director of Ó Graifeanna Fáil, I'll be working with the membership across Ireland to organise accessible and engaging events and campaigns. So we have a number of events that happen every year. So we have the Christmas party, the summer school, and the National Youth Conference. So I'll be involved with planning them. And then there'll be other events like, you know, regional events. There'll be Pints and Policy, there'll be Whiskey Nights. A lot of the Commons kind of have their own events that they do a lot, so I'll be facilitating them and giving any support that I can, and then there'll be a number of campaigns. So the big one would probably be the presidential campaign, which is coming up in the next 9 months.
Mm-hmm. And just
showing Ogre support for that and being a helping hand online and in person for as many campaigns and events that we can.
And I was going to ask you, because we're just out of campaigns for the European and the local elections and the general elections, all that took place last year. Do you get excited by the buzz around election campaigns and the whole excitement of polling stations? Because, you know, for those of us working in the media, these are absolutely huge events. And I know, as I mentioned in the introduction, you were part of our team for the analysis of the general election in Letterkenny. And there's a massive buzz for that. But if we speak to a lot of young people and you start talking politics and you start talking elections to them, they simply zone out and tune out after a few minutes. So what is the interest like in politics for young people? Or are you an exception to the rule here in some ways?
I just think there's a great buzz around politics and around running and canvassing people and going out and meeting the people, and then the count centre. There's just a different buzz, and it's so hard to explain unless you're in the middle of it. And now there have been plenty of bad days in the count centres and plenty of good days in the count centres, and I really enjoyed the coverage with Ocean FM because it gave me a different kind of perspective on how the whole general election works. But I think a lot of people aren't involved in politics because they don't understand what the meaning of politics is, and maybe they've come from a family where their parents aren't political and their parents don't vote. But as much as I can, I'd like to show young people, and I've always tried. I've worked with the Irish Second Level Students Union. I've worked on the National Council of Cycle Against Suicide. I've been on my student council. I've always tried to show young people that it's our voices do matter, and we need to use our voice. I think that a lot of people are very angry about how things are going at the minute, but I always say if you don't vote, you can't get angry, because your vote matters.
It's a very valid point. You have little room for giving out if you don't exercise that right to vote. In relation to the future, India, I think you've probably mentioned it here already, and you've given us a clear indication, a career in politics. How far would you like to take it? Council level, TD, minister, Tánaiste, Taoiseach, President, where does the ambition end?
I'll take it as far as the people of South West Donegal will take me. I mean, I'd love to go all the way, as long as I never forget where I came from and always remember the people of Donegal. But if they want me in the Dáil, they can have me in the Dáil. I'd be very happy to.
So the ambition is there, the desire is there, and see where the future takes you. Well, look, at the very best of luck to you in the new role. I hope it's a huge success for you. Thank you again for coming on to the programme this morning. It's great to see young people, you know, getting so excited and interested in politics. And I know a lot of people are saying that here in relation to the messages as well. So every success to you. Well done on securing
Can I just say...
Yes, of course.
Sorry. Can I just thank, can I just congratulate everybody else that was elected on the Orcorda, especially my neighbour, Paracolly, and our president, Leanne Mallon. I'm really looking forward to working them all, with them all in the National Executive, and hope that this term is the most successful one to date.
All right. Well, well said. Well done. And congratulations once again to you. It's great to see so many messages coming in here in relation to the interview there with India. One of those messages that we have just received into the programme this morning, 083-3500-530 on WhatsApp. Text number the same, 083-3500-530. One of our callers says, that's great to think that there is so much interest in young people having an interest in politics. It's refreshing to hear, and we need to have more and more young people representing us at this stage. Another message in on this particular subject comes from one of our listeners who says, so refreshing to hear a young woman talking so eloquently and enthusiastically about politics. Good luck with everything in your future. And well said. Nice message there, and good to see that the support coming in there on the text lines and indeed on the phone lines for India as she embarks on that political career. Well, we have loads to come on the programme between now and 11 o'clock. Don't forget, after 10, Margaret will be back in studio. We'll have a flavour of your calls and comments that have come into the programme so far. And indeed, also in the next hour of the programme, one or two more very, very interesting items to come your way that I'm sure you will want to stay with us for. Indeed, we'll be talking golf, looking back at the success of Rory McIlroy. We'll be getting some reaction to a recent climate report that didn't necessarily present us with great news for Europe. And also, a very interesting interview coming up in the second hour of the programme as well with David McGowan and his plans to construct a museum, a funeral museum. And again, there will be a lot of interest in that, I dare say. All that and more on the way after 10 o'clock. But what we'll do is we'll take a break. We've got the news coming up a little bit later as well. And we're back with more right after these. Oh.
Uncork spring savings at O'Brien's. Save 20% or more on much-loved wines like Louis Latour, Condé Valdemar, and Bubbly from Piper Heidsieck to celebrate this Easter. With incredible wines from just €10, O'Brien's has everything you need for your family celebration. Visit your local store or shop online at o'briensWine.ie. Please enjoy alcohol sensibly.